Just go ahead and grab a chair and listen now. As we riff the show, Tanner and Christine are gonna figure out why we love this show. Better grab your golden stars and slushies, cause you're listening. You're listening to Loser Like Me. Loser Like Me.
Hello and welcome back to Idol on Glee, the actual play miniseries being hosted by Loser Like Me, and the finale of this miniseries.
Woo!
We did it.
Better be the finale. we got a fight we gotta have.
On our previous episode, you guys chilled at A House Is Not a Home, grew a little bit as friends, figured out what's probably going on, which seems like Leah Ferns is stealing people's eidolons, but that's somehow not connected to the statuification going on. You did manage to rescue a whole bunch of people's eidolons from one of Leah's eidolons, Jar of Hearts. And then you guys, with the help of Xander, who now actually prefers to go as by Sandy, that's the name she picked, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Sandy figured out her own eidolon, Starships, and you guys used that to just express fly your way directly to this high school, or the undertow version of the high school, for the Dangerettes.
Sandy figured out a lot of stuff really fast.
Yeah.
She did. She speed ran
it.
There
you guys reunited with Tracy, Cruz, and Macy Leon from your own show choir, and also just decided to fight back against Leah if and when she shows up, which she did pretty quickly, and most of the other Dangerettes fled. So it's y'all and your small group of friends against this bitch.
I would like to specifically mention that in the notes doc, I wrote down an itinerary for next time, one item of which is let Dolly and or Tracy and or Cheyenne punch Leah in the face.
Let's go. It's all she wants for Christmas.
Is Leah's two front teeth.
So Leah is currently floating above you guys. She seems to be held aloft by a beam of light coming from a beach ball sized ball of butter.
I thought she was flying on defying gravity.
Oh, that's right. My mistake. But there is still a beach ball sized ball of butter hovering there with light emanating out of it.
This podcast is now set in Wisconsin. No, this podcast is now sponsored by Culver's. Thank you.
Most
I'm done.
Most of them have been humanoid. Why is that just a ball of butter?
I know.
Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter? That's the quote, I think. Okay. Do we want to table talk a plan or do we want to do it in character? Mm.
She's flying above us. I have a plan that's not good and it might require me to reveal my master plan.
Can I make a move first?
Yes.
Just to get the balls rolling.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's levitating above y'all. Which one of you posted that picture of me? That really, really unflattering one. That is going to do terrible when people share it on MySpace.
You still use MySpace?
Of course, it's the only way to sell a brand.
Is it?
There's a lot wrong with you.
What's MySpace?
Oh, sweet summer child.
It's like it's like something our parents used when, like before Facebook even.
Okay.
And as for what's wrong with me, you haven't even begun to scratch the surface. And from Hammerspace, she pulls out a wheelchair.
Okay.
Dancing with myself!
We didn't mean that as a challenge!
Please tell me that that's not Archie's.
No, Archie doesn't have a nylon because he's not in the club.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't put it past Leah to have stolen a wheelchair from the actual disabled boy at school.
Oh, I absolutely stole this wheelchair from someone, just not the one you're thinking of. And then she tosses it to the ground, and as it hits the ground, it multiplies, and there's a copy of Leah in each wheelchair. And each of them starts rolling at you individually.
This is giving me flashbacks to being at work and walking through the warehouse and seeing everyone just driving everywhere on the forklifts at the maximum speed they are allowed
to.
That sounds fun. It's fun when you're not the one who is trying to be on foot in the warehouse. Then it feels like you're on the track in Mario Kart without a cart.
It feels like you've been sent to the highway to hell.
Okay.
Exactly! And then I couldn't make that reference to anyone at my work because no one knows that I'm a podcaster.
Okay, so These wheelchairs are coming, right? I have to ask a really silly question.
Okay.
And I'll reveal my master plan for this. Okay. So, I summoned a street shark, right? That's a type of shark, right?
Yes.
I want to ask a super silly question. Could I summon the cast of DreamWorks Shark Tale in front of us?
You can't summon the human cast.
Okay, no, not the human cast.
Will Smith is not going to manifest, but you could manifest the Shark Mafia and their gay son.
Okay, okay. That's what I mean. I would have loved to have Will Fish... Will Fish?
Will Fish. Yes, that's his name.
His name in the movie was Oscar. Don't ask why I remember that.
Because he's Oscar the Shark Slayer!
I would have loved to have Will Smith Fish or really, really hot Angelina Jolie Fish, but it's not happening. So instead, I will just... Yeah.
We are not sharks.
I want to put down... Yeah, I guess... Oh, wait, I don't have anything to transform right now. There's no people around. Uh-oh.
There's wheelchairs, but I think that those are Eidolons.
Yeah, I need it to be organic. Yeah. I need it to be organic.
All right. Where's Ben when we need him?
That's so true. That's definitely a better move. Dolly looks around like, oh, no, the rat's gone. I was going to turn him into a mafia shark to protect me.
I mean, is it wrong to punch people in a wheelchair if they're created by an evil person that is figments of her psyche?
Yeah, not if it's Leah.
I mean, she doesn't use a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she did just tell you she stole this wheelchair, so you're fully in the right.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we have the moral high ground here.
Okay, I was a little worried about that.
Oh, wait, there was a member of our choir who had a wheelchair. She's here, isn't
she? Yes, that's right.
She's one of the people who...
Where did I put her name?
Us?
Bethany.
Bethany.
You should absolutely punch Leah. Like, if she stole that wheelchair, I don't even know from who, it doesn't matter. She's an ableist bitch. We need to take her out.
Okay, that's very fair. So yeah, I guess, yeah, you punch the wheelchairs. I think Dolly, instead to protect herself, is going to turn herself into the Katy Perry plush shark.
Yes.
So she can't get hurt by wheelchairs.
Left either. Shark?
Yes, so she can't get hurt by the wheelchair that they hit her.
Left she's shark! A plush shark left right shark!
Now. Next, you're going to turn Lexi into a blue high.
Don't tempt me. There's been a energy I've been trying to avoid to do it all the whole game. So it's coming eventually.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm just checking. Is there I'm in Mask's brain right now. Is there a version of Take a Powerful Blow?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I was about to say I thought I had a move for that, but that's if I play a negative card, not if I take a hit.
I feel like the closest to like defending yourself with Leah in the wheelchair coming at you would still be Scrap.
Okay.
Unless you have a specific move you'd like to use that would fit better?
No, Scrap seems good. I was playing... Well, okay, let me describe it here. Like, Lexi is going to summon Stella are going to, like, with the microphone stand, battle axe, and just like, well, it's okay to punch her. Let's punch her! And we'll charge in.
All right, so since we started on you, we might as well get your attack against her first. Or actually, let me find one of the various stock Eidolons I pulled up. Did I say what Macy and Lacey's Eidolons were last time?
Wasn't it I Kissed a Girl and the other one that are at the bottom of the sheet and not associated with Macy and Lacey for some reason?
Yeah, I wasn't... Someone had I Kissed a Girl, someone had Candyman. I didn't have identifiers for either of them, so I just...
No, yeah, it was, yeah, Macy has I Kissed a Girl and Lacey has Candyman. Okay, just checking, because I don't want to accidentally assign one of those to Leah, because I forgot.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the Leah copy that's coming at Lexi is gonna shout, "Animal!" And she's gonna summon a giant saber-toothed tiger with tiger stripes that are pulsing like a rave.
Damn. Cool.
Damn.
Power Rangers.
And it's just gonna pounce at you.
Alright. Guess you gotta punch that tiger.
So... I'm gonna punch a tiger.
Alright. Draw me a Scrap. What's your pow?
My pow is 3.
Awesome. So you get the World, the Hermit, and the Fool.
The Hermit is my dissonant.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Just let me double check dissonant rules.
What were the other ones? I know I'll probably have to use the Hermit, but I do have one trick. I was wondering if the other ones were all negative.
It's the Fool, the Hermit, and the World.
Okay. Alright, so, okay, I was gonna say, well, they're all negative. Maybe I can shovel them with Hope with the Hopeless. But nope, I gotta take the negative.
Okay.
Okay, but I actually could use, actually, I meant for you to kick my ass. When you play a negative card when scrapping... Or challenge fate, you explain how any negative consequences help you in the long term. So let's figure out what the negative consequences are.
Okay. The negative consequence is, oh my gosh, so I don't know, I have forgotten where every single thing is on the sheet.
That's okay, Tanner, you're good.
You do. I think you also get your dissonant card effect also, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we should look up that first.
Okay. When you play your dissonant card applying the following forecast, your brash actions cost you or your teammates something valuable. You may not break through anything else as long as your dissonant card remains in the discard pile.
What does it cost us?
Okay, so I can't break through.
No.
Essentially.
So basically, it's going to cost you in the short term, but it will help you in the long term.
Right.
And then you also reveal your master plan by drawing for Pow instead of Jen.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can do this. All right, so I imagine going in and trying to punch, like, I don't know, like, I imagine something wavers. I don't know if, like, Leah says something, like, you know, buss out, like, something, you know, vaguely transphobic. Like, we don't have to actually say it, but just, like, says that to kind of throw Lexi off her game.
Okay.
And then I'm imagining that kind of, like, stops and, like, falters on the punch. And, all right, so I think I got an idea for how to reverse this. So going to go into punch, just punch the ground. But I'm punching the ground, I kind of fracture it to kind of like, so kind of fracture it to be able to keep the wheelchairs from swarming us.
Okay. And then, but then as you're doing that, Leah says something.
Well, I assume, I assume she says that, like, yeah, right, yeah, as I initially fail, like, I punch and, like, lose to a tiger because, which is reasonable.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, so you go to punch and then Leah's like, oh wow, is this some kind of little boy trying to fight me?
Ooh, and yeah, like, that is going to cause Lexi to freeze up for a bit and kind of, like, you know, go back to that kind of, like, small, unhappy place that she was at the beginning of this whole adventure. But she is...
No.
So, since Leah showed up, Min, if anyone has been looking at her, her face has just been, like, contorting into a million different expressions as she considers how mean she's about to be.
Uh-oh.
But when Leah misgenders Lexi, Min is going to suddenly just have a very serene expression on her face. And we can finish resolving the things before Min does her thing.
Okay, so you said you wanted to use Actually I Meant For You to Kick My Ass?
Yes.
Alright, so now for the master plan, we get Judgment, the Moon, and the Chariot.
Right. Okay, cool. You drew with my POW instead of my gen.
Correct.
Which is good, because that is way
Oh, the Chariot's mine. It's my resonant card.
Justice, the situation becomes more fair, and the moon, something unknown or unknowable, interferes.
I'm also just saying that so that I will remember it more.
This is not a good pull.
Did you say the Chariot was yours?
Yeah.
My suggestion, if I may, would be to use Judgment.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll pull Judgment.
All right, the situation becomes more fair. And what was your master plan? Sorry if I'm having you repeat a bunch of stuff, because I don't know how much of the table talk can be edited out, so.
That's all right. No,
Justice is the situation becomes more fair. Judgment is a negative card.
Oh,
your past failures catch up to you.
Yeah. Hang on, let's just rewind this whole thing, then.
Yeah, the only not negative card in this pile, because you are pulling from the bottom of the deck where we've put all the negative cards we didn't want to play, is Chariot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, if you don't mind me taking that, Christina, I think that would actually be the best one in this situation for me.
Yeah, I'm good with whatever. Cool. The important thing is that the party succeeds.
Yes.
I'm not going to be upset if I can't play my resonant card.
Okay, so yeah, I am going to play the Chariot, because, as I said, it's like... Okay, like, it's like, my name is Lexi, and I'm a girl, as I slam my fist and Stella Stella's fist into the ground, which then hits and causes a fissure, in the ground, and, like, I don't know if it's enough to, like, cause, like, the wheelchairs, some of the, like, the Leah clones to start falling into it, but it's definitely a way to kind of, like, keep them from swarming us. By, you know, creating, like, an unpassable ground to them.
Yeah, I will say that it's not a perfect solution, because this did stem from your dissonant card. So what it does, yeah,
and
you
I
do,
didn't even play, yeah.
You do crack the ground apart and get rid of a good chunk of Leah's, but now you're all in a situation where, like, you're separated from each other, but you only have to face a single Leah clone each.
Okay, that works.
Who do you want to pass it to?
Since you were building up to something, do you want to take it, Min?
We never finished resolving Dolly turning into Left Shark.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
It's true.
I kind of feel like at the transphobia, Dolly might turn into something more vicious now.
Yeah. Megalodon.
I feel like, yeah. I think, you guys did say we can't kill Leah. I'll think about that as an option. It's her internal monologue.
Oh, don't worry. Min is going to kill her in the marketplace of ideas.
Well, and Dolly wants to kill her in the marketplace of flesh. So, I think she just turns into a Jaws and swallows this chair and Leah as it comes at her. I think she, like, no, not Cool Mermaid. I think she just goes, I'm going full shark. Fully turns herself into a Jaws and tries to swallow this Leah whole.
So, you do swallow Leah. And then you feel something, like, from within you upsetting your stomach. And then, like, inside you just hear a muffled, I will survive! And then she tears herself back out of your mouth.
Oh.
She is, like, very beaten up and bloodied. And she grabs one of her wounds. And then she shouts, what doesn't kill you? And she pulls a diamond sword out of her wound.
Hi, Christina here from the podcast Loser Like Me. Is it called What Doesn't Kill You or is it called
Stronger? It's called What Doesn't Kill You, bracket, stronger, end bracket.
Ah, okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you for the sake of the spreadsheet. Thank you. I wish I had a power to make a diamond sword out of wounds.
Now she's just in my mouth. Hmm.
She's escaped your mouth. You have harmed her briefly, but now she's got a sword.
Okay. Well, she has a sword. You know, there's like, I think actually at that point, I think she has a sword. I'm like, okay, well, I think Dolly just turns normal and goes, okay, if you have like a melee weapon, I think it's okay if I just beat you with my bare hands. Is that okay with you, Leah?
No, I'm going to take you out. I'm sick of you hangers on trying to steal my spotlight.
Okay, I'm going to steal your front teeth. I'm going to make a little necklace out of it. I'm going to give it to my friend, Lexi. Is that okay?
Why do you keep saying these things? You know what? You're a bully.
I think Bully's just fully ready to just have a normal fist fight. We could go to somebody else. And she's going to just, no, I'm just going to actually just take your teeth.
Just gonna ruckus her.
I imagine when Leah says, I'm not a bully, like, everyone else in the scene, NPCs included, just looks between each other.
Yeah, the fight stops for a solid second and everyone just makes awkward eye contact.
From now on, just every time, in the background of every shot in the camera is just Dolly wailing on this Leah clone. She is just beating the shit out of her. Because you can have a sword. It's whatever. Do you know how to fight with that sword? What do you think this is? Revue Starlight?
So I'm going to say you do have Leah at a disadvantage just because of Dolly's whole vibe. So I'm going to have you threaten her.
Cool. Great. What draw is that?
That's POW.
Power.
Okay. My POW is 2.
All right. You get Temperance and the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Temperance says you are met with an equal and opposite reaction, and the Wheel of Fortune is that you're at the mercy of the fates.
Wheel of Fortune is my dissonant card. So if you play it and it's in the discard pile, Min does not have to play her dissonant card.
You know, I haven't used this move, and this is a neutral draw, and I think this is a good place to use this. Great. I'm going to pick Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my hold to use, if cards were are frogs, I get hold 2. I can spend a hold to interpret a forecast instead of the GM interpreting it.
Okay.
And I think here's the mercy of fates. I think Dolly does pounce on this Leah. And in her mind, she goes, if I get stabbed, I get stabbed. It was bound to happen. And she immediately just starts pounding into the face and is fully okay with any bodily harm that comes along her way from it.
Okay, so we'll just leave you to that. And yeah, in the background of the next fights, you just see Dolly absolutely wailing on Leah.
Use the idol on Mama said knock you out.
Who do you want to pass it to?
You know, I'm actually going to say, let's pass it to Anna.
Okay, one sec, I gotta finish. I just stretched and both my shoulders popped and some of my vertebrae did too. It's fine. Since Anna doesn't have any, Anna doesn't have any combat moves per se, she's not really a combat-focused character, what I would like to do is to use Vanish to essentially take myself out of the action so that I can investigate and, try to get a read on the situation and figure out what's going on. Like, do we have any kind of a plan that we can do instead of just everyone fighting clones forever?
Okay, so I will say Valish says when you use your Eidolon's cloaking power when no one's watching, and Leah is charging at you.
Well, the questions I was going to ask was, like, is the fact that copy Leah is currently getting her shit ruckused by Dolly, is that enough to draw attention? Or if not, could I try going, like, oh no, look over there, it's a giant boat on wheels, to distract
the copy?
I'm
gonna say you'd have to go with the latter, and that's gonna be a dazzle draw.
Oh boy. I will go for that because, well, I guess I have to go for that because, again, and most of Annie's utility is being able to get a read on the situation. And truthfully, I don't know what she would do if force-wise to try and repel in melee. So let's hope I get a good card with my one glam.
All right, so you've drawn the Empress. You create something.
Okay, the Empress is neutral. Could it be like a pothole or something? Just like a pothole opens up in the undertow version of this school's floor? And she gets stuck in it briefly, so I can
vanish.
Okay,
so it's not like you warp reality to create something. It is just like, it's up to interpretation. And I was thinking the obvious interpretation was you create a distraction.
Sounds good. That I can do. Could the distraction just be like, look over there! It's a giant boat on wheels!
And because there's a lot going on, I am going to say that your draw for Ellie will be reduced by one just because it is a neutral card. And so it's just a brief
that's fine.
Distraction.
Okay, so I have two card, or I have two draws that I can make for Ellie.
Yes. And what you drew for Ellie is the tower and the sun.
So the tower is negative. Something terrible happens. The sun is positive. You are given cause to celebrate. I wonder what I'm going to use. I'm going to go ahead and use the sun, given that I need this to be successful.
Yeah, so you're given cause to celebrate. You dip directly into the background in the brief moment where Leah's eyes flicker over to Proud Mary.
Okay, cool.
You get to hold two, and you can spend one hold anytime you use your Eidolon to make a move, or anytime someone thoroughly searches the area your Eidolon is cloaking in. Your Eidolon cannot be located as long as you have at least one hold.
And I guess that's probably my move for right
now. Yeah, we'll cut back to you later. Yeah. So now we will go to Min.
Yeah, so as I described earlier, through this whole thing, Min has been undergoing an emotional journey. She is having a debate in her mind about how much of a bad person is she about to be. Because she doesn't like Leah, but she doesn't want to just ruin Leah's life. Or at least she didn't. But Leah was mean to Lexi, who is a sweet cinnamon roll, too good for this world, too pure. So Min is going to just, like, as the Lexi clone is going at her, she literally just sticks her leg out and puts it on the seat of the wheelchair so that the clone can't get close enough to her to actually do anything. She's just holding it at bay, and she looks up at the real Leah and says, "Hey, Leah, can we, like, have a timeout for a second and have a conversation, you know, as seniors?"
What color is your outfit right now, man?
Green, mostly.
So, because Leah is not a wheelchair user, while you're talking to Leah Prime, the other Leah, you just hear her shout, "Be in green!" And then she jumps inside your outfit.
Like, Tanner, I need you to clarify what you mean by inside your outfit.
Like, if Min, you look down at the parts of your outfit that are green, you can see, like, a silhouette of Leah rippling. It's not like she's inside you.
She's,
but
like,
you can see...
green screen.
She's in my big jacket.
She's within the fabric of your jacket. You can see, like, a little ripple as this humanoid figure moves.
Hmm.
And then an arm bursts out next to your, like, shoulder and just smacks you in the face with a box of Lucky Charms.
Okay.
And then her face pops out. "How's that for a talk, huh?"
Min just turns and looks at her and is like, "Yeah, cool. Like, that one Zelda game. Got it." And then just looks back at the real Leah and is like, "I'm serious."
"Fine. You can go your own way." A large arrow appears beneath you, Min, and points up. And you are just rocketed up until you slam to a stop at eye level with Leah Prime, suspended in midair.
Well, that's one mystery solved. Anyway, so all these bad pictures, obviously me, right? I'm the one who took them. I take the pictures.
Oh, are you that girl who does, like, yearbook and stuff?
And I'm on the photography club. I'm not the girl who does yearbook. The girl who does yearbook is Riley. She's my best friend. And also she has access to my cloud. So, like, any of my pictures. And she's not here. So just, like, keep that in the back of your mind. Okay?
Okay.
I just want to let you know, real quick, that I kept the worst ones from Dolly. I didn't want to ruin your life. Like, food in your teeth or the bad expressions that you make when you're singing, those are whatever, right? But you remember last year when we were going up against the Blazer Boys?
What about it?
You had to rush off stage real quick as soon as your solo was done. And you really hoped that no one noticed the big red stain in your jeans?
How dare you bring that up? No one was supposed to know.
Yeah, I have pictures of that.
All right, this is definitely a threat.
Yeah, and I'm just playing the Hierophant. It's my resonant card.
Okay.
It's in my pool.
Boom. Hierophant.
Because it's coming from my pool, nothing special happens. Because my resonant thing is that when I play my resonant card, I get to put it in my pool and double dip. But when I'm playing it from my pool, I just get the normal forecast, but it's a positive polarity.
Okay, so you discover something on top of this. What are you discovering?
As Min has pulled out her phone and is, like, going through her album to show Leah that she's not bluffing here, she discovers, oh, she has way more pictures of the incident in question than she thought she did. She, like, wasn't paying super close attention, but there are a lot of very embarrassing pictures that would ruin this girl's whole high school life. And Min is just like, now look, I don't want to ruin your life. You're a bitch, but it's high school. But you're doing some real bad things here, girl. And even if you took me out, someone else has these pictures already.
Fine, fine. I guess everyone just call it off. Truce. Temporary truce. Dolly, you, when you hear this, I don't know, do you lay up when you hear that?
No, I think she has two fingers wrapped around a tooth. It was very serious.
And so that Leah clone is like, hey, Stoller, she said truce, okay? I'm not even finding back.
No, we'll get truce after I get my payment. My friend Lexi deserves a bracelet.
I'm not even sure I'm real.
I think she actually looks back at everyone else like, are we actually trucing? Or should I?
I mean, you can't continue? See Anna.
Yeah, so,
that's true. Anna's gone.
And I will see Lexi and Min, when you look back in Dolly's direction, you see Jar of Hearts is like right behind her with the jar.
Ooh. Is it clearly getting ready to attack?
Yeah, it's like, it's very standoff. It's like, it was gonna get her until she called truce, and if she doesn't follow through, it's gonna try and get her idol on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not aware of this, correct?
Correct. You were distracted by absolutely rootboxing her. You were it's almost like you were at the mercy of the fates.
True! That's so true, bestie. Oh my god.
Hey, Dolly, you should stop. At least for a second.
She lets go of the tooth. Okay. Alright. You know, I won't take the teeth right now.
Jar of Hearts sighs, or, well, it doesn't sigh. It's made of paper and glass. But it does, like, that shrug and floats away from you.
I do appreciate the sentiment, Dolly.
You're welcome. You're my friend, so this is the least I could do.
Oh, I'm glad you're my friend.
I meant that literally. I could do far worse things. This was, the least violent.
Only the best friends will get you the teeth of your enemies for a bracelet.
Yes.
Yeah, so all the other Leahs back off. There's one who, like, has been trapped inside a lollipop. And there's another one who, gosh, remind me one more time what Macy's was.
Macy's is Candyman, Tracy's is I Kissed a
Correct.
Girl.
Oh yeah, so Tracy.
Tracy and the other Leah clone are just making
They
it.
Are.
We don't know how it happened, but it is happening.
Yeah. So Leah Prime, she absorbs all the clones. And so Tracy's like, hey, I mean, yeah, take that. and Leah just starts, she's really pouting. She's like, I just wanted to be the best show choir singer in all of the state. And I don't understand why people can't accept that, you know?
That's such a low bar.
Listen, I've struggled in my life, okay? One of my dads is gay.
Oh. Okay, now hang on.
Are we sure what? I can't take her teeth? She's the worst.
And I was promised, you know, okay, like, when I got this, when I got Jar of Hearts, I was promised that I would get to be the best, okay? Mr. Cobbler said so. He said I was the most special girl.
Wait.
Mr. Cobbler says a lot of things.
Wait, he got you that?
Yeah, my Eidolon before, it used to be don't ride on my parade, but then he did some kind of magic and made a new one for me. And then I got to steal other people's Eidolons, and that made me more talented.
Meanwhile,
Anna, when you ducked into the background, you saw, like, deep in these crevasses, some kind of door that looked just like a normal school office door, and there was a light on behind the window in there.
Is this something where, like, we haven't really done, like, when Anna has been in the background so far, she has not really, like, tried to, like, move around within the space, really? So, is she tethered to gravity, or is she free to move around the X, Y, and Z axes?
Oh, yeah, the latter.
Cool. So, she doesn't say anything, but she just kind of, like, gestures at 9 to 5, like, we should probably go check that out,
nine
right?
9 to 5 nods, and y'all float down. It's very much like a quantum movement, unobserved, exists in all spaces situation when you're in the background.
So I guess we approach, and is there anything that I can see, or should I do an investigate?
Well, you can see on the door, it does say Bill Cobbler, like, embossed on the window. Also, the door, now that you're closer, it actually looks like really old. Like, old, both old-fashioned and has been around, like, for a while.
This is going to be a weird question, but, like, old... fashioned in the sense of, like, predates Mr. Cobbler being alive?
Yeah, it's like, if you ever took a field trip to, like, a historic building that's been left mostly untouched, and it just, like, you've seen the doors, it looks like the door to someone's office if they were, like, a lawman or a lawyer in the late
1800s. Okay, okay. So, when you said embossed, you actually meant, like, it is chiseled into the glass pane in this door. My god. Yeah. I guess I have to investigate now. I am obligated to investigate the situation. And so if I can do that, I would like to do that ideally without avoiding or without drawing notice if I can. So do I need to use a hold for this? Or
are you entering the room to investigate?
What I was thinking was kind of like peeking through the window pane in the door before trying to go into the room.
Okay,
like,
then you wouldn't have to spend hold. Because you're not relying on 9 to 5 to keep you hidden and no one's searching for you.
So I guess I go ahead and do a gen draw then, because I'm going to investigate, but I don't need to spend a hold because I'm not at risk of being detected at the moment.
Correct. Yes. You get the Fool and the World.
Oh no, the Fool is my dissonant, so I have to do dissonant, right?
You do.
Okay, the forecast for... for the Fool as my dissonant card is, I tripped the alarm and now all the spotlights are trained on me.
Oh god.
I may not vanish for the duration of the current scene. Does that override the fact that I am currently vanished?
Yes. Great. I am going to say, if you're able to vanish again, you'll still have those hold, but you're going to be found now.
I mean, I think that an appropriate thing would be that as Anna is investigating, the door just opens and Mr. Cobbler is there like, hi Anna.
That's exactly what I was going to do. As you're peeking through the window, the door swings open and you see Mr. Cobbler. And he's dressed in, like, both a mishmash of the sweater vest, but also, like, really old-fashioned, like, with a cravat and stuff. And also, like, a suit and tie. And also, like, 90s hip teacher outfit. And is just all kind of mishmashed together. Hello, Anna. And he grabs you and drags you inside.
God, I, Christina, would like to brain this man upside the head with my coffee mug, please.
Well, we'll get there.
This might have to get cut, but Tanner, did you pick who the main villain was based on votes that we got in the survey of potential players of who is the worst Glee character?
That was mostly for fun, because I knew right from the start that they would be co-big bads.
appreciate it. Except for the fact that now I'm going to have to enter the game and fist fight this
man. Mr. Cobbler is leering over you with a smile that seems a little bit too big, with a little bit too many teeth. Oh, Anna, it seems that you've figured out my secret. You know, I'm honestly surprised you even got entangled with this, considering how long you've been hanging out in the background.
Question. What did Anna hear about the whole Mr. Cobbler Jar of Hearts thing? Did she hear anything of that? Because I don't know if we ruled on how much Anna can...
So I was assuming that you went to investigate after you vanished, and so, like, this is happening at the same time as everyone else, it seems.
My brain is not parsing that.
So, while everyone was fighting their Leah clones and then they called a truce, you were going down here and then you got grabbed by Mr. Cobbler. They were happening simultaneously.
So you don't know.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Cobbler, I genuinely don't know what's going on. We're just trying to do, like you said, figure out how everyone got turned to stone and get everyone back safe and sound, because that's the important thing, is keeping the kids safe, right?
Sure. Priority one, protect the kids. You know, I used to do that, and I tried my best. You know, I only took from the kids that I didn't think would succeed in the world. But year after year, you kids have just dragged your feet, been so incredibly useless. And then one day, finally, Leah showed up. The only talented student I've ever had the opportunity to teach in 150 years.
He is not paying attention. I'm sure he's not paying attention to the micro expressions on Anna's face, but at the 150 years part, there's a brief glance that could be interpreted as, how is he this bad of a teacher with 150 years of experience?
You have to understand, Anna, us teachers, we try and make the world a better place for our students, but that doesn't work if our students aren't going to take what we teach them to make the world a better place themselves. You know, I was always trying to help them change the world through the arts. They're so important, you know. And when I couldn't get it to work near the end of my life, I found my eidolon, Viva La Vida. And unfortunately, I did have to take the life force of one of my students in order to keep going, but I figured it was a sacrifice that was worth it. And over time, well, it kept happening. You kids just kept getting worse and worse at singing and dancing. So when Leah finally showed up, and I saw how much potential she had, I decided to cash in all my chips. I drained the life force of every student that I had at the time, and I used that to create a new eidolon for her, Jar of Hearts, so that she could take those small flickers of talent and become a supernova, a true star. You know, when I sent you kids down here, it wasn't to help the rest of your classmates, I'll have to admit. It was more akin to lambs to the slaughter. Hey, y'all good?
I'm trying to decide what I want Anna to do, because, like, she has been dead silent this whole time, and, like, 60% of her brain is like, oh my god, what is going on here? And then 35% of her brain is like, oh my god, what can I do next? Then 5% of her brain is like, well, my friends were right, this guy really is a dick.
A little collage of all three of your friends going, yeah, he sucks, he should get fired, he's awful. Just all of us making fun of him constantly, like, he's not that wrong. Okay, he was.
So, I have something that I'm going to present as a comedy situation, which might fall under the challenge fate role,
okay,
if I may. Okay. So, because some of the things that Anne has brought into the Undertow with her are, you know, school supplies and, like, blank staff paper and, like, notebooks and things, and, like, pencils and pens and stuff, I think she's just kind of been taking, like, very, very shorthand notes during this whole villainous monologue. And, like maintaining maintaining visual on Mr. Cobbler the whole time. And can I hand this piece of paper off to 9 to 5 and have her, like, run it to the others? I don't know what the range is, but this is, I think, the only way in which Anna is going to get help right now.
I'm going to say that's going to be Ellie.
I have 3.
We've got the Moon, Judgment, and Temperance.
Okay. The Moon is negative, which is something unknown or unknowable interferes. Judgment is negative, your past failures catch up to you. And Temperance is neutral, you are met with an equal and opposite reaction. So I think I have to go with, well, not have to, but I'm going to choose to go with Temperance.
I'm just double checking. I think, okay, yeah, you are allowed to not choose the negative cards. I was getting it mixed up with...
Yeah, it's specifically your dissonant card that you can't
not choose. Yes, Temperance. You're met with an equal and opposite reaction, which I think would be, you give the notes to 9 to 5. 9 to 5 shoots back up. Cut back to the others as Leah is doing this pouting. 9 to 5 just pops up in front of you guys and hands the note over.
Okay.
Or she holds... No, what she does, she holds it up and Leah can also see it.
I can describe the note to you if you guys want real quick. I can summarize it verbatim.
Sure.
That works well.
So, starts off with a lot of exclamation points. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Weird old door, deep in undertow background, Mr. Cobbler show choir vampire 150 years old, killed students, hates show choir. That last part is underlined down at the bottom with a lot of question marks and exclamation points.
That's a twist.
I guess Dolly picks up her like coffin shaped handbag from off the ground and starts looking around. I know I have a stake in here somewhere. This is going to come in handy.
Lexi's actually going to look towards Min just like, did you know this?
I mean, I didn't know it, but like, it makes sense. Like, I should have been kicked out of show choir way long ago, but every time Mr. Culver like threatened to kick me out, he said, no, but you are an alto and Leah needs that. So.
I'm sorry. Alto supremacy. The most essential part of a choir.
So you were going to be like a... Wait, Leah, are you a vampire too?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I steal people's eidolons, not their life force. Although Mr. Cobbler did use their life force to create Jar of Hearts for me, and I am not going to let you take this away from me, okay? This is my best chance.
Leah, the pictures will go public if we don't make it out of here.
Also, people are dying.
And people are dying.
People have already died. Anna's about to die.
Are you really okay with Mr. Cobbler like sacrificing students' lives so you can be better at show choir in high school?
Damn, you really let kids die so you could peak in high school.
Leah, you could just go to like normal Broadway after this. This is not the end.
You don't understand. This is the only way I can fulfill my teenage dream. And
oh my God.
A fairy wearing skinny jeans appears with a little magic wand and casts the wand, and the three of you and NPCs are cast aside as Leah charges down, and as she does so, like, the ground opens up more to give her a bigger access to the door.
Can I reveal my master plan?
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Turn
so
into a shark.
Dolly had like the like, oh, okay, you know, I'm not sure if this would work, but she wants to try it. When she was touching all those clones' teeth, if this is like other clone rules, they're still technically touching the person, even as the other version of the person, when they come back inside of her body.
Yeah, they did get reabsorbed back into her.
Dolly's master plan is to turn Leah's teeth and tongue into tiny sharks that she
swallows. Oh my God. That...
I love that. God. It's horrifying, but I love it.
It's like the piss-drinking jellyfish.
I'm not going to ask.
JoJo's gets weird.
Yeah.
The teeth into sharks while they're inside your mouth is a little bit...
I'm sorry.
Do they fall out or are they attached?
They stay attached. There are rules for this in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. We
okay.
know how this works.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so my gen is 2, so this is a draw of 2 to reveal my master.
The tower and the world.
Oh, for a single moment, the world bends to your will. I'm choosing the world.
Oh, God.
As Dolly just looks like, I'm tired of this, and she snaps, and all of her teeth and her tongue just turn into sharks. And start going hog wild inside of there.
Yeah, like, she's, like, doing this graceful dive down into, like, the crevasse, and then you just see her, like, kind of spasm and flail. And instead of doing this, like, so her plan was she was going to throw open the door and save Mr. Cobbler to make sure no one gets in her way. And instead, Anna, what you see is the door slam open as Leah just barrels into Mr. Cobbler with a bunch of sharks sticking
what?
Out of her mouth. What? What's going on?
Anna is not going to leave the scene because she needs to make sure that Mr. Cobbler gets got.
Okay, so can I reveal my master plan?
Go for it.
I haven't done this yet, so I still have +1 forward from the thing that Anna did during downtime.
Ooh.
So I will get to draw 4.
Okay,
cards.
Hang on. Let me real quick, because we only have 3 left in the deck, so I gotta shuffle real quick.
Oh. So I can explain how my master plan works.
Okay.
So remember how Min gave Anna her camera?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think we ever explicitly said that Anna gave the camera
That's
back.
Correct.
I think she would have, but we have not said it on air.
I mean, things have been crazy. So Min's master plan is that when she noticed Anna disappearing and was showing Leah the pictures, She hit the button on her phone that makes her camera start recording.
Oh, that's good.
So all of the things that Mr. Cobbler just said are recorded in audio in Min's cloud.
Okay.
And like, I'm going to say that like Anna had Min's camera like on one of the in one of the exterior pockets of her pack or bag or whatever. So like, it's not just audio. It's like quick visuals where like you can, for a split second, you can see Mr. Cobbler's face. So it's like, there's no doubt that it's him.
Maybe the shot was like when she was going into her bag to grab stuff to write on for the help note.
Oh, that's such a good plan.
All right, so drawing four, we get our old friend the Moon, our old friend Judgment, our old friend Tower, and Justice.
Oof, this is...
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Being fair couldn't hurt, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a lot of negatives, but there is one thing here that's not negative. And the situation does become more fair. And you know what I think is unfair? A 150-year-old vampire versus a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
So this situation becoming more fair seems like a good thing for us. So I'm going to play Justice.
All right. So yeah, this recording goes out. I assume you're also streaming it to Starships so we can broadcast through the whole Undertow.
Starships playing audio. Mr. Cobbler is a little bitch.
He's a vampire, not a cool one. Not to be confused with a cool vampire. He's a lame vampire.
I've come to make an announcement. Will Cobbler is a bitch-ass motherfucker.
There's like a pause as Mr. Cobbler like listens in horror. Leah also listens in horror. And then because of the way the Undertow works, even though these people aren't right like near you, so many people begin thinking the same thing that it just echoes close to you guys. And you hear like the sounds of kids going, wait, what? Oh my gosh. Wait, but that was our teacher. But I thought that was our teacher. He's been around for how long? He's been doing what? Oh my gosh. He's the one who got all of our friends turned into statues. Let's get him. And then, Anna, you see like the walls to this. By the way, it's like an old timey office, by the way. You probably assume that. One of the walls starts to blacken and char, and then fire bursts open as a skeleton on a motorcycle just charges through and slams into, like, Mr. Cobbler and Leah.
Damn, Robbie Reyes?
And then right behind it is James Octavius Globe. I guess you guys aren't so bad after all.
Anna is just, like, pressing herself, like, bracing herself in the open doorway to not be hit by a motorcycle on fire.
Yes!
That's a fair reaction.
Very fair.
Everybody goes, Anna, you okay?
Wait, who all's down there yet? Is it just James Octavius Globe?
Well, I think we can assume that everyone else has like joined you in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we stopped Leah from getting there in one piece.
Yeah, but Leah burst open the door so we could actually get in.
Everybody goes, Anna, you okay?
Anna, for the first time this entire scene, takes her eyes off of Mr. Cobbler to be like, you guys were really right. You guys were really right. I don't think any of us knew he was a vampire, but oh my god.
I had a theory.
I have a stake. I just keep it in case I run into a vampire, so this is going to come in handy.
Leah jumps in front of him. Don't you dare. I keep telling you, he's my only shot. The rest of you are meaningless when it comes to the shining light of my star. And she pulls the wheelchair out again and just starts firing duplicates of herself towards you all. And then, right before all these duplicates fly into you, each of them gets knocked out of the sky by a charging jock. Like faceless, nondescript jocks. But you can tell they're jocks because they're wearing football helmets and Letterman jackets.
Is it raining men?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Jacob Waverly like jogs up behind you guys. Sorry I was late. I got trapped in like this endless shower for some reason. It was messed up.
A shower?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And he looks directly at Lexi. I'm glad you're okay, though.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad you're okay, too.
When I found out what Mr. Cobble was doing, though, I got so mad because he was like he told me he was like a surrogate father to me, but I never really got the sense of that. But he made me believe it, and now I'm just like really mad at him. And so I turned all of my emotions into jocks.
Jock jams.
I think that's healthy.
I disagree. I don't think that's healthy.
It helps me not fight the feelings.
Also, who didn't he try to recruit?
My friend Riley tried to join, but he said that she was tone deaf and wouldn't be anything ever. He's mean.
That's a little intense. That's a little intense.
Oh no, it's like, remember, it's all the glee clubs. That's the implication. Mr. Cobbler was also the teacher for every glee club in the state.
Yeah, he's a vampire for show choir.
Yeah.
We've established that he's pretty mean.
Yeah, I just think if we're going, when we slay and stake him, I just think we should not use this to go against all vampires, because it's still pretty cool to be a vampire.
I am not a vampire. I am a powerful Eidolon user. I am burning with the white hot life force of years, decades of students. They gave themselves up so that I could teach the next generation, and I will not let you get in the way of that.
I don't know, old man. You sound like a vampire to me.
Like a lame one. Like a CW show vampire.
No, I'm probably still at the front of the scene. I don't think I can vanish right now.
You also can't vanish because you had to play your dissident card.
I wasn't sure if the current scene had turned over.
Also, we shuffled.
It got shuffled. Yeah.
Oh, it's not in the... It's for as long as it's in the discard pile.
Yeah.
Oh, our track also... Yeah. Has probably advanced a couple times that we haven't paid attention to.
Oh, that's true. I don't think we're gonna get it far enough for it to be super relevant, though. Because, like, we're in the end game.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have not been keeping track of failures for, like, experience or anything.
Like, yeah, at most, we'll say that, like, the two failures have probably ticked it up to 6, and then shuffling it would make it go up to 7. But, like, I don't think we're gonna get far enough for it to be super relevant past that.
Yeah,
but
makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I think before stuff goes bad, Dolly goes, hey, everybody, I'm just gonna ask a question, and feel free to say no to me. Because he has lived longer than he's supposed to, I can attempt to kill this guy, right? That's like morally neutral.
I don't know what consequences we could give him.
I mean, he's killed a lot of kids.
Exactly.
Hey, Mr. Cobbler, if we kill you, do those kids come back?
No, I'm actually not sure. No,
you don't know, do you?
No one's been able to best me before.
Oh, the stake is ready then. Oh, we're... I have to ask a question. This is very silly. Stakes are made of wood. Is it still organic?
Yes.
Awesome. 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 So it's a stake, but it ends in a shark now. Like the shark sword from Adventure Time. It's just it's a stake with a sword with a shark at the end. All right, yeah, let's fucking kill this guy.
This is a scrap.
Okay, yeah, great. My pal's too. She's coming out to hit him. Actually, no, it's a stake with the IKEA shark at the end of it now.
Blahaj.
Bluehoy.
I'm going to now beat him with that. So yeah, that's two for pal.
You get the Hierophant and the Magician. So you discover something or you achieve the impossible.
I think giving someone bodily harm with a plushie is kind of impressive. Some would say impossible. And she's taking the wail on him. But like, yeah, you're getting bodily harm done to you with a stuffed shark.
Blahaj be upon ye.
So yeah, you fully ram it through and there's like a thump. And it's not gory because it's like he cracks through his midsection as you force this shark stake through him. He turns like aged marble looking. It's like, no, you can't. What have you done? Just think of what you're doing to the future of arts in America.
It's high school show choir. It's not fucking Broadway.
Yeah, like when we win the championship, we get to perform at the state fair. It's not that big a deal.
Also, if successive show choir has been getting worse and you've been teaching them the entire time, what does that say about you as a teacher?
I'm the best teacher ever. I took my students from crayons to perfume.
Oh, but when did you ever win?
Last year.
Oh, no.
Leah's kneeling down and, like, cradling Mr. Cobbler's head in her hands. Don't worry, Mr. Cobbler. I'll make sure that your legacy lives on. I'll take all the lives that you ate, and I'll become a Broadway star for all eternity. And she prepares Jar of Hearts.
She what?
She's gonna drain okay, him of his hearts and stuff.
I would like to reveal my master plan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because, genuinely, this is something that we did discuss in downtime during Anna's downtime, which was hatching a scheme. One thing we mentioned was breaking Jar of Hearts and returning people's hearts to them. So I would like to take advantage of the fact that our show choir teacher has been turned into a crumbling marble statue by a stake with a Blahaj head on it, and to have temporarily vanished into the background. Because I would like to grab Jar of Hearts, and Anna is not necessarily one for violence in the party, but I'm breaking that jar, and I don't care what has to happen. I'm breaking it forever.
Okay. Did you get any plus ones from the thing that happened?
What, from going into the background the first time? Or
from the planning session last time?
Everyone but Min used their plus one forward to reveal their master plan in last session.
Yeah, I did not have that written down, so it sounds like yes, I did.
Okay, so master plan is genius? Yes.
So with reveal your master plan, I draw a 2 for Jin, please.
All right, you get the world and the chariot.
The chariot is my resident card.
I mean, it's honestly a bit of a hard, I guess it's not the hard choice, but it is fun. The chariot, resident, the world. For a single moment, the world bends to your will.
Since it's my resident card, I do have to play it. But I do have the forecast for the chariot, which is, I slip into position to take the perfect shot. And I can card that's still in the fate deck and put it in the discard pile.
Do you want to grab the tower? Because it's in there, you might as well.
Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
But yeah, so describe Anna taking the perfect shot.
The way that I would like to spin this is, Anna is a sophomore, so she's only been in show choir for 2 years. But she also has been around both Leah and Mr. Cobbler an awful lot, because she's been their gopher for the majority of her 2 years in this show choir. So she knows them. She knows the body language when they're about to do something, when they're about to turn around and ask her for a coffee or to distribute the sheet music or to go make copies. So like, she can read their body language. So like, as Leah and Jar of Hearts rush forward to cradle the shattered body of Mr. Cobbler, Anna and 9to5 are in the perfect position to pluck Jar of Hearts out of the air. And Anna looks at Leah and whatever remains of Mr. Cobbler, and she says, "Who do you think you are?" And then together, she and 9to5 smash the jar of hearts against the wall until it breaks.
And you know what? As you were doing this, the light from Mr. Cobbler was starting to go into Leah, but as soon as Jar of Hearts is smashed, that light cuts out. And Leah also starts, like, to turn to marble. What? No! No, he can't do this to me! I was supposed to be on Broadway!
Oh my god, I just stoned Leah.
Does she crumble or just turn into stone?
She just turns into stone.
What is happening with the hearts?
All of the hearts and all of the remaining light just disperses. There's, like, a world-healing wave as it bursts out across the undertow. And we'll cut to all these other various people who were either missing their hearts or missing their life force. And it's all, like, imbued back into them.
This is just like when Zordon died, and the Z-Wave went out.
Yeah, the Yuppie Wave made everyone evil good. Except for the villains they hadn't made yet.
Once again, I think we're too young to be making this reference.
It's probably still on Netflix, or YouTube.
It's definitely on YouTube.
It is on YouTube. But Netflix only has Mighty Morphin now.
Power Rangers is full of goth queens, so Dolly definitely watched it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You know what? You see a scene of Dolly with her dad. It's Walter Jones.
Hell yes.
Who's the original Black Ranger now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's now my canon.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I think Dolly goes, I think you just killed her.
Oh my god, I didn't mean to kill her. I wanted to put everyone back to normal.
I don't mean to be dramatic, but I'm not sure if anything of value was lost.
Who is that speaking?
That's Jacob.
Oh god, we're gonna have to tell her parents.
No, we're not. What are you talking about?
What are we supposed to do?
Go home, eat, sleep, graduate high school, and do something of worth. Personal worth, by the way, not like capitalism worth.
Right.
Look, this isn't a big... Dolly's talking as she's like taking parts of Mr. Cobbler's stone body and putting it into her bag. Look, this is good. We stopped them. They killed a lot of people. Well, he killed a lot of people. She was very complicit.
I mean, I think what we're supposed to do right now is double check to make sure that all of the people who got stoned are unstoned.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go make sure everyone's okay.
Yeah. So we're just going to fast forward a bit. You guys get back onto starships, unless there's anything else you want to do here in this specific area.
I think we're good at this point.
Yeah, I just tip over Leah.
Bunk.
Is there anything like... I don't know, is there anything else that we need to, like, get from the room?
No.
Like, did Mr. Cobbler have a book entitled Evil Master Plan?
No, the room is just set dressing.
I mean, Mr. Cobbler crumbled, but we should probably bring Leah.
Oh my god, okay, I'll... Who's carrying... Well, we have a jock here, you carry it.
We have a whole group of jocks.
Hut, hut, hut.
Yeah,
hut,
we have hut, infinite hut, jocks, hut. I think.
She's a self-centered bitch, but she was being manipulated by a 150-year-old not-vampire.
Yeah...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys carry Leah onto starships, and you all take the express route back to A House Is Not a Home. As soon as you get close, you see just like a whole crowd of students And when they see you, they cheer.
Aww.
It's like the entire population of Ohio show choirs.
Oh, this is weird.
Hey, you deserve it.
You deserve it too, Anna.
Hmm. Yeah, I think we all deserve it. Like, at least a four.
Yeah, we all deserve it. We all work together. Yeah.
I just prefer scorn.
Well, fast forward. You guys are inside where there's a lot more of a more lighthearted atmosphere now that people don't have to stay in there. They can come and go as they please. Most people are, like, getting ready to go back home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And June Crossroads is looking over the statue of Leah. Yep, she's almost entirely dead.
Sick.
Well, almost?
Almost?
I mean, it's a weird situation because, like, she still technically has her Eidolon, which means technically there's still a soul in there. But, you know, she had just grabbed the power of Viva La Vida when Jar of Hearts was destroyed, so it kind of just backlashed against her.
Okay, we can't do, like, a she could come back as a better person type deal.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of the only thing she could, like, if we were to send her soul back to the real world, it would just kind of be reincarnated, and, you know, she might still be slightly obnoxious. From what I understand, she was a very obnoxious person. But in general, you know, it'll be a blank slate for her.
Oh, okay. How do we do that then? Do we just gotta break the statue?
It's a very fine process. It's gonna take a long time. I can work on it. You guys, honestly, you guys don't have to worry about her anymore.
Thank you, Miss Crossroads. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Do you want to teach our show choir?
I just want to assure you, Anna, that you did not technically commit second degree. So don't worry about it.
Thank you. I think...
You know, the Undertow's weird, but I've been, like, trying to put together a mental map. Hey, June?
Yeah?
Are we, like, right above Cedar Point right now?
Is this an Ohio reference?
It is one of the most famous amusement parks in the world. But yes, it is in Ohio.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, we're pretty close.
Y'all want to go ride some roller coasters?
I would love to ride...
I think so.
Oh, a soft pretzel would be nice. I would like a soft
I want to ride the cyclone!
June looks at you like, do not...
Okay. Well, I'm glad everyone's okay. No one of worth died.
What are we gonna do for sectionals? Are we gonna make regionals? We don't have a teacher.
Don't you know everything?
I mean, yeah, but I am a minor.
So? I feel like they had him teaching. The rules are probably super loose.
I can make you a fake ID.
Yeah.
Kate walks up. He says, you don't even need a fake ID. Technically, the Blazer Boys are run by a student council, so if you just establish one of those for your choirs, then you can continue to compete.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Anna, like, you've been, like, doing the background, taking all these notes, like, do you know how to actually run a choir?
I mean, I can try. I know how to file a lot of paperwork.
That seems important. I don't think he knew how. I think that's, like, most of it.
He didn't. Probably. That's why I did it.
Yeah, you, okay, I think you can handle this.
Yeah, it sounds like you may have been running it already.
We should still probably have an election when we get back, just because I want to make sure that it's right. Fair. And it's not going to depend on who does or does not have an Eidolon, because I think having Eidolons is cool, but also I don't want to make people have Eidolons if they don't want to, because we just saw that turn a whole bunch of people into stone, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that seems, I think it should be about singing, which is a weird idea.
Yeah!
I think maybe the show choir should be about singing.
And, like, if you want to fight, then you can have the fight club like you were talking about, Dolly.
Dolly's eyes go really wide. I could have the fight club down here.
You could.
Anna, thank you.
Thank you, guys. You're the ones who helped. I just broke a jar.
Yeah, it's a very serious jar. But, yeah, so we go up there, we have an election. I start a fight club. You know, Lexi, you can sing. And Min, you could just say you went and not have to go anymore. Because if we're running it, we could just lie.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be around and hang out.
I mean, I like you guys. Since Mr. Cobbler's gone, can my girlfriend join? It really sucks to not have her here.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That just seems fair.
Well, that's cool.
But first, I think we deserve to go to an amusement park. I think we all should go to an amusement park. Mm-hmm. One where we're not going to be at risk of having our hearts turned to stone. And the only risk is going to be, I don't know, having your sunglasses fall off or something.
I don't know. There is a lot of cholesterol in the funnel cake.
There's not enough.
Well, I think since we're still teenagers, it doesn't actually affect us.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I think he's going to catch up to us in our 30s, but doesn't matter.
Oh, God, too real.
Jacob is going to look over to Lexi. Hey, Lexi, when we go to the theme park, would you like to ride the Ferris wheel with me?
Oh, yes, I would love to.
All right, so is there anything else you guys want to do, or do we go to the theme park? Which would basically just be the ending narration.
I think going to the theme park's a good idea. Yeah. You said Mystikawa was made of marble, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everyone's getting a cute little cat's eye bracelet made of the pieces that Dolly stole.
And this bracelet will always remind us. This bracelet is a symbol of our friendship, and it also will remind us of the time when we killed our choir teacher, who also turned out to have been a vampire that killed 150 years of show choir students.
Exactly. We all have a little bracelet. Hey, what's that made of? I don't want to talk about it. It's not important.
So it's got some good high school memories.
I think Anna would genuinely wear it.
I'm glad I took all these pictures, because absolutely no one would believe that this
happened. Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, this will probably go a long way towards getting us on good grounds with the principal.
The principal had to hate him. I think that's just natural for like a person. They probably hated him, too. Mm-hmm. So probably a gym teacher hated him, too.
I think everyone... Well,
the gym teacher became the principal, didn't she?
At one point she did, briefly. And then she quit in protest of school board enforced homophobia. And the school board was doing nothing to stop bullying of a queer kid.
And that's why I've been in the closet until approximately 3 minutes ago.
Hey, congratulations!
Congrats!
Why is that super cute? You were in a closet? Hey, we all go to the theme park. The amusement park.
Yeah!
Yeah, we see clips of everyone going to the theme park, having a great time. Students from all these various show choirs who had been rivals before on a lot more friendly basis. Blaine, a song about a rat, is there, and he's got a big slice of pizza.
Nice.
And then as we zoom out, the song playing is, I guess, Up, Up, Up.
Huzzah!
We solved the evil teacher puzzle.
You did it.
We did.
We did.
And I just now realized that I could have had Xylon be Forever Young, which is a song he actually sang, instead of Viva La Vida, the song he almost sang before a rights issue happened.
Tanner, you can redub it. We can redo it. We have the power of editing and Emily on our side.
It's fine because he used to rule the world.
Really rare Coldplay W on that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd say that ever.
The only reason they got to sing Coldplay songs later on is because Gwyneth told them that they should let them have the rights.
And then she broke up with Chris Martin to date one of the producers of Glee.
No. It was a conscious uncoupling.
Oh, excuse me. A conscious uncoupling.
Anyways, I guess, thank you all for being here. This is really fun to play.
Yeah, I had a great time, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is really fun. I'm glad you participated.
I don't know if we'll ever come together again to face a new threat to the show choir. I don't know, speaking of Gwyneth, may it be some weird Christmas-themed substitute teacher who tries to give you genital crystals.
What?!
I was gonna make a joke about Gwyneth Paltrow having a stick up her ass, then I was like, no, it would be a gemstone instead.
Oh,
it's her mystical jade egg.
So yeah, I was gonna say, like, that is, until I realized where you're going, it seemed very weird.
Anyways, thank you for coming, thank you for listening, thank you for playing, and...
Thank you for running!
Thank you for running.
I guess we all have to do the sign-off now, since this is the last episode, so I'm gonna count down from three, and then we're all gonna say, and that's what you missed on Eidolon. So... 3, 2, 1,
and that's what you missed on Eidolon.
Just go ahead and grab a chair and listen now. As we riff the show, Tanner and Christina gonna figure out why we love this show. Better grab your golden stars and slushies, cause you're listening to Loser Like Me. Loser like me.
Thank you for listening to the Loser Like Me Eidolon miniseries. Our cast for this miniseries is Anna King, played by Christina, who can be found at Seawoods Art on Blue Sky and the Smoking Wreck formerly known as Twitter, as well as illustrations by christina.tumblr.com. Lexi Morgenstern was played by Jenna, who could be found at co-host at Eris Lockhart, Tumblr at Discord-Inc, and occasionally streams on Twitch at Eris Lockhart. Dolly Luna is played by Morgan, who could be found as Bodega_Baddie on Twitter for however long that lasts, Girl Next Vore on Tumblr, Blue Sky, and co-host, and you can also listen to her on Dice Comics, another actual play podcast using the mask system. And Min Holden is played by Reyna, who is a social media ghost wandering the internet, and maybe someday your paths will cross.